This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I definitely appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, look, I'm being distracted. A picture of Nancy Pelosi. Oh, God. I may have to go ahead. Do they have, like, a Drano for the brain? Real cleaner?
No.
God. I'll never get that. She was kissing John Boehner. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Thank God I had a couple of crackers to settle my stomach. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being part of the conversation, for being here with us. For spending your time with me, I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, I just want to get to these stories. They're just nuts. They are so crazy nuts. The, it's spring break. Some places it's coming up, some places it's happening now. And I notice over the years there's more and more and more and more and more and more stories about kids that go missing during spring break. And it happens a lot in Bermuda and places like that. Jamaica. I got to ask you, parents, why do you keep sending them? Well, why does spring break has to be like the primal week for young people? Why does it have to be a time where it's almost like you say it's okay, you push at it, you tell them to go blow off steam. What does that mean? I mean, have as much sex as humanly possible. Drink as much as you can. Break the... Well, I guess they're not breaking the law where they're at because nobody stops them. But think about it. And then for you people who have daughters and you send them into the situation, really? And then you hear and you're shocked, you're dismayed that these kids can't just go down there and have fun. Well, it's not that dark world that they enter into down there is not a place of fun. They want you to drink as much as humanly possible. They steal what they can from you. And you see that happen time after time after time. These kids go missing and then they end up dead. The American college student from Pennsylvania who went missing in the British island territory of Bermuda on Sunday night. It's been found dead. Now, a Bermuda police spokesman told the Associated Press that authorities found a body in their search for the 19-year-old, although police have not revealed the cause of death yet. The Dombrowski was on the island. That's what's this guy's name? Mark Dombrowski. So Dombrowski was on the island on a rugby tour with St. Joseph's University. It was seen at the Doghouse Bar around midnight in the Hamilton section of Bermuda. Now, the Bermuda police have been, I mean, forgive me, they've been so good at this in the past, right? finding these kids when they go missing and that kind of stuff. Now, police said on Monday that the government surveillance cameras recorded him walking east away from the bar where he'd been relaxing with the team, and that alcohol is not believed to have played a part in the role of the disappearance. Authorities in Dabrowski's family had been searching a wooded area of the island territory known as the Arboretum, which was near a sports center where Dabrowski completed, you know. Dabrowski, 6 feet tall with close-cut blonde hair, was seen around midnight on Sunday wearing a green T-shirt. You know, you send them out to places like this. And again, I'll believe there was no partying and nothing else involved when they're done with the whole thing. Because what do we end up finding out all the time about these things? You go to a different country, everything changes. I don't care whether the Brits have control of it or not. Everything changes. Rules change. And as somebody said in one of the chat things, you know, nothing good happens after midnight. And you guys know that's true. To a big degree, you know it's true. Nothing good does happen after midnight. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I asked a question earlier. On a self-driving car owned by Uber, it crashed and, it killed somebody. Now, Sunday night, there was a deadly crash in Arizona involving a self-driving Uber SUV. Part of the problem here is that there was actually an observer, if you would, in the car. There was a secondary driver to make sure everything went okay.
He was probably texting.
What?
He was probably texting.
Well, he was texting or whatever. I'm not sure he was watching the road. I don't know how that happens. Republican Governor Doug Ducey used light regulations to entice Uber to the state after the company experienced a shaky rollout of test cars in neighboring California. On March 1st, Ducey signed an executive order creating a detailed rules and licensing system for the vehicles. Under the new rule, a spokesman for the governor told the Phoenix News-Times, a company that operated self-driving vehicles could be held responsible if it negligently killed someone during testing. And the company could be held criminally liable. That's what I'm saying. Who goes to jail for this? Who's going to get in the car? Who goes to jail for this? How much have they been tested? I want to see some of the accidents they've already had. And I'm not trying to make light of somebody who was killed by one of these, but if we're going down this road, to what end? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is Real Time. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please, be involved. Be engaged. Be involved. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can do a couple of things up there. One is become one of our Patreon partners. I really, you know what? It's one of the ways you keep the show on the air. It's one of the ways that allows us to grow and replace equipment when it goes bad. For me to buy new shirts, that would be nice. You need some new shirts. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air. Texting with us, tweeting with us. whether you're on Facebook or the website. But you got to engage. You just got to get engaged. You get involved. You get insight on how to deal with some of these issues from some of the other listeners. You can actually, you might be the one that imparts a change on somebody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the self-driving Uber, you know, I always got a kick out of this. You've got trains that pretty much operate themselves all across the country. You know, I'm talking about the regular trains, not the freight trains. But they have all kinds of safeguards, too, in them, computer-wise and switches and everything else. And we see them go off the tracks all the time. And now you're looking at these self-driver driving Uber cars. Google's the one that kind of worked on all this and started this. Who's responsible for it? Who's responsible when somebody dies? Now, the police in Tempe, Arizona said the Uber-operated Volvo was engaged in autonomous mode with a human backup operator behind the wheel. It struck and killed a 50-year-old Elaine Hertzberg. Investigators identified the backup operator, the person actually sitting in the driver's seat in case something is about ready to go wrong, as 44-year-old Rafael Vasquez. Deputy Police Spokesman Ronald Elcock told reporters that Vasquez was cooperative and there was no impairment shown. He added that investigators checked the dash cam video from the car, as well as the video from Vasquez. It was not immediately clear whether Hertzberg's death could be considered the result of negligence. Investigators said the woman was walking outside the crosswalk when she was struck by the car. Didn't help me when that kid was riding the bike in and out of the crosswalk, right? God. Under Arizona law, pedestrians are obliged to give vehicles the right of way when crossing outside of the crosswalk. Now go tell the family that. Hey, you know the woman we killed, that we struck and killed? Even though she was crossing the street where she could easily be seen, she was outside the crosswalk, which no longer makes it our responsibility. If there's availability to do it, please use the crosswalk, Elcott admonished during a news conference. He said the car was traveling at 40 miles an hour when it struck Hertzberg. The Phoenix News-Times reported that the speed limit in the area is 45. However, the paper also noted that the area is often traversed by pedestrians, and mid-street crossings are very common in that area. So is that how these cars are going to operate now? I'd be curious. Elock said that the Maricopa County Attorney Office would make the final decision about whether to press charges on Hertzberg's death. Uber CEO Derek, I can't even try, I won't even try the last name, expressed condolences on his Twitter account and said that the company is working with local law enforcement on the investigation. Late Monday, the company announced it had postponed a plan to show its self-driving cars in a showcase at the Tempe facility. Well, there's a smart move. Oh, God. The crash in Arizona isn't the first involving Uber, right? There was one where the SUV actually flipped onto its side. I wonder how that happened. Now the driver of the car was cited for a violation at that time. You know, these cars have been having trouble all over the place. The driver of a Tesla Model S was killed in 2016 when his car operated on its autopilot system crashed into a tractor-trailer. See, I've heard people say this before, and it's so true. There are basics, right? Maybe you can hit the brakes before you. Maybe you can help you stop. I don't know. I'm not an engineer. But frankly, really, when it comes down to it, can they really think like we do? Can they really react like we do? How fast does it make a decision whether that thing crossing the street is a woman, is a human, is a why did it take so long? Why was it such a problem? It shouldn't have been. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm always curious by that. So here we go again with the gender-neutral freaks. The ones who can't seem to work it out. I never really understood this. Right? Because, look, you can't have it always. You can't scream that we need more gender neutrality, that laws have to be made for gender neutrality, and then tell me that women should have the upper hand. Women should get first choice. Well, if you have gender neutrality, there is no woman. Mount Holyoke College, an all-woman school, is asking professors to avoid calling students. Just in case I went too fast. Holyoke College, an all-women's school. That means women apply, women go, women say, they identify as women, apparently. They're now asking the professors to avoid calling students women or otherwise referring to any of the two genders. So now they're admitting there are two genders, but they don't want to be called by one. They want to be that third unnameable gender. The Supporting Trans and Non-Binary Students Guide was created by officials at the college, which touts its legacy as an all-women's college in an effort to promote a gender-neutral, then change the name of the college. Can't be an all-women's college if you don't have any women to go there. When discussing the student body, say Mount Holyoke students rather than Mount Holyoke women, it instructs professors avoid making statements like "we're all women here" or referring to the two genders. The guide claims that many students spend the first day of class braced against various types of disrespect, such as professors who mispronounce their names, call them by the wrong name entirely, or misgender them. Well, if it's an all-women's college, how can it be misgendered? And frankly, as far as names go, it happens. Get over yourself. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a knife. Camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back.
Hey,
this is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, we are American made. Ultimately, we are American-made, right? Look around your house. Make sure you have other things that are American-made. Helps keep Americans working. We want to keep the unemployment rate down. We want to keep making things here. We want to be innovative here in this country. And you just keep admonishing those around you to work local, live local, play local, vote local. When I say vote local, you know what I mean. Again, 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Seriously, all the labels that were given to me by a group of people say they hate labels. Just a contradiction. They are just a total contradiction in so many ways. Okay. We were talking about Mount Holyoke College, who said, now this is an all-woman school. This is the way they want it. This is the way they pulled it together. This is the way it's been for decades. And now, the college has decided that professors shouldn't be calling the students women. And they definitely shouldn't refer to two genders. Now, the trans and non-binary students group have made this change. You're talking, think about this. These kids went to this school, and I say kids. These kids went to the school knowing it was a women's school. Did they go there to change it? Did they go there to decide to teach them a lesson? What if every one of those kids left that school? How much financial damage would it actually do? And what if the majority of them, the women at the women's college, want to be called women? You see what I'm saying? When discussing the student body, Mount Holyoke students want you to refer to them as students, Mount Holyoke students, not Mount Holyoke women, even though they're all women. And it's bad enough, they say, that they have to go through the disrespect of somebody mispronouncing their name. Oh, my God. So, a white Anglo-Saxon professor mispronounces a Kenyan name. or maybe a Jamaican name, or whatever name, French name. Seriously? That, if you are offended by that, you need some serious psychological help. Not a little bit, a lot. Because people mispronounce names all the time. They don't do it on purpose. I mean, my daughter's name is Christy, spelled with a K. How many people spell it with a C-H? Why? Because that's the classic spelling. If she went ballistic on every one of them and spelled her name the wrong way, she'd be in jail most of the time. People make mistakes. You correct them. Might take them once or twice to get it right, and you move on. It's okay. I have friends of mine who have, you know, full names like, you know, Anthony and Joseph, and they don't want to be called Joe. They don't want to be called Tony. They want to be called Anthony or Joseph or Michael. I don't know why, but I have friends with the name of Francis. They don't want to be called Frank. They don't want to be called Francis. Hey, to each his own. You know, I'm okay with that. That was his God-given name. His mother gave him that name. He wants to keep. That's fine. Now, they're going through this, and they say part of this reason is, now, I don't know how they say they're upset because they also misgender them. If you go there and you identify as a woman when you go there, and you let the staff call everybody women, you're not going to have a problem now, are you? To accidentally avoid insulting students, which is almost impossible nowadays, right? The guide instructs faculty members to avoid calling names from attendance rosters. Instead, invite students to introduce themselves during class. Yes, we're going to have a soft moment, and we'll sit around and meditate on good vibes that we can send through the room, and then we'll get started. Establishing mutual trust is crucial for professors to accomplish as soon as possible, preferably during their first day of class. Stating that students who are worried about not being treated with respect can't concentrate on what we're teaching. Yeah, if you're so caught up in the fact that somebody might mispronounce your name and that you're a woman at a woman's school and they won't gender you properly, the problem is not with the professor. The college also released a companion guide on I just hate that word. Because they throw some of these words around to make you feel bad, to make you feel like you're not well educated. The college also released a companion guide on intersectionality in the classroom, which encourages professors to take an intersectional approach in the classroom by becoming aware of the multiple forms of oppression and privilege each individual faces and how they interact with one another. Wow. So I don't go to school, I don't go to a woman's school where I'd be more comfortable, you know, if I'm a woman, with other women, right, to learn about certain issues, certain topics. I apparently go there to learn what it's like not to be a woman, not to be referred to as a woman, to learn about the intersectional approach in classrooms, and how to become aware of multiple forms of oppression, and how each person faces some form of privilege from another person. Because for years we haven't been able to do this. For years this has been a major problem on campus. That we don't understand intersectionality in the class. They have so overeducated. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about how God would confound, you know, the well-educated, if you would. So these guys, they're so educated. They're so overeducated. They can't teach basics in a class. I think we did this once before. We went through it. We're like 42nd in the world when it comes to math and science. But I'll be darned, we can tell you how not to oppress somebody by misgendering them. We got that down. We may not be able to get to Mars because we don't have enough scientists. But we'll make sure whatever we build will be asexual or gender neutral. And we'll make sure those bathrooms on the space station, they'll also be gender neutral, because that's very important. For example, two transgender students from different class or racial backgrounds are going to have different perspectives and life experiences, even though they have one identity in common. Well, of course they're going to have different experiences. They're going to have interesting experiences. Some may not be as pleasant as the other, but how do we find out about these things? How do we know about these things unless we're willing to talk about them in the open? Another new guide put out by the Massachusetts College on Inclusive Teaching warns professors that their classroom and never neutral spaces and are marked by the same inequities, exclusions, and power struggles that exist elsewhere in the world. So every classroom is a globe ready, continental. Every country is having some fight or struggle. They're right there in the classroom. And that's what they came here to learn. God. The point is not to claim a privileged space for the classroom, right, thinking that it's somehow exempt from the dynamics, but to work to eliminate them where we can. To confront. So in every one of these classes, we're dealing with this stuff instead of what the class is, right? If the class is about science or English or biology, the only thing we can deal with is to make sure we don't create a privilege space where somebody who's white might take advantage of their privilege, whatever that is. Right? And they always talk about this equality. We want to make sure everything's equitable. We want to make sure there's equality across. Well, let me tell you what. If there's 30 kids in a class, and 4 of the 30 don't identify as the gender they were born with, how is it equitable? How is it equal? How is it equality to force the other 26 to bow down to the 4? To make sure that the 4 feel totally comfortable. What if I don't feel comfortable calling you by that name or being neutral? All these guides were created by the Mount Holyoke College Teaching and Learning Initiative, which strives to serve as a resource for professors to become, they say, better teachers. I say better social justice warriors. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Please answer the question.
Come on, you remember this song. Don't lie to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real you listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really just get engaged. Get engaged, get involved. Don't be afraid to speak with you. Look, I admonish you guys on a regular basis to speak up. Truly. Do not spew the party line. You make me nuts when you do that. Don't spew the pulpit line for my Christian friends. Make sure you can explain it is why you believe what you believe. You know, for you Democrats, why are you a Democrat? And don't say, because they care about the little people. It's not true. But really, what do you stand for? What do you believe in? Can you back it up? I know. I don't have to back it up. Well, actually, you do. If you're trying to get me to buy your product, you better tell me why it's so great, so good. I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. 5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just helping to get the, you know, get the message out. You got to get the message out. You got to let people know what you're thinking, what you're believing. Otherwise, you end up with crazy stuff like this. You got an all-woman school now that they can't say that they're women. They can't address them as women. Because you may have somebody that identifies as something else. Well, if you're a woman and you're identifying as a man, are you still a man? Help us understand, because you guys don't even have solid rules. You keep talking about fluidity, and the reason I think you like fluidity so much is you're not held to any standard. There's nothing that holds you to any kind of foundation. Which is why it's so hard on these kids. It is so hard on these young people. Because they have nothing real in their lives. There's nothing certain in their lives. There's nothing concrete. Not their parents, not their parents' marriage, not their finances, nothing. Right? Come on, think about this. And then we're back to the same thing at the University of Colorado and the University of Denver. I'm sorry. I thought they were calling them out too. Two University of Colorado at Denver professors say that science educators must do more to combat whiteness. Come on, I don't even know where to go with that. What did I say? We were 47th or 42nd in the world when it comes to math and science. And the only thing that we have to combat in science classes is we need to combat whiteness. And this is just amazing to me. And you parents, you're paying for this. Whether you pay for it with your taxes or you're actually cutting a check, you're paying for this. Newly published academic journal article argues that science educators must do more to combat whiteness and white ideology. In their research essay titled "Towards a Truer Multicultural Science Education: How Whiteness Impacts Science," University of Colorado at Denver scholars Cheryl Matthias and Paul T. Lee seek to have the field considered the theoretical frames of whiteness and how it might influence how we engage in science education. Really? Because science is all about whiteness. Science is all about white ideology. I mean, think about this. The theory of relativity only has to do with white people, right? Gravity, only white people are affected. Come on, really? Whiteness embraces white ideology, and because whites are at the apex of the racial hierarchy, whiteness becomes normalized and is invisible to those who benefit the most from it. I thought science class was all about fact and numbers and science. This is particularly troubling because the normality of whiteness means that whites do not believe that they are actively invested in white supremacy or racism, which keeps oppression intact. How exactly? You notice the generalities? How exactly does that happen? How exactly do I, as a white guy, how do I continue on the white supremacy role or racism? While the science culture attempts to be unbiased through peer review and consistent methods and methodologies, the interpretation falsely makes us believe that science is an objective enterprise. It's not objective. It's white. Just ask the professors. They'll tell you. Every answer you get in science points to whiteness. Doesn't it? The expansion of the universe? Whiteness. As I said, the theory of relativity? Whiteness. Go down a whole list of all these things. All has to do. I'm sure somewhere, some nut job can prove it all has to do with whiteness. For many scientists, we're convinced that objectivity prevents an oppressive culture because discoveries are independent of identity. They observe consequences we unknowingly spread. Ready? Drum roll. whiteness ideology. God, it's just amazing. You know, when you start changing the rules, when you stop the expectations that people are to rise to an occasion, when you teach differently to different groups of people, you're the one that perpetuates racism or racial division. When you start teaching everybody the same, I told you, I grew up in the north end of Boston, very, very Italian section. Kids would get off the boat that weekend. They were in school Monday. It's one of the reasons those people came to this country, for better education, better opportunities. The teacher didn't speak in English and Italian. There wasn't an Italian translator in the room. There weren't books that had Italian on the left and English on the right. No, you know what there was? There was a student that was pushed up against the other students who only spoke Italian. And students themselves who had just learned Italian English over the last few years were buddied up with the Italian kids. Why? They taught them English so they could take that home and teach their parents. It was working together to raise the kids up. We didn't divide them by Italian speakers over there, English speakers over there. We raised them up. We brought them along. We gave them help. We made them feel better about themselves, not worse. I don't believe, as they do in California, where they teach people in Spanish, because that's their native language, that lifts them up. I don't believe that for a second. You should be teaching them English first, and then teach them how to study, read, and write in English, because they're in a country that's predominantly English. Now, some of those Spanish people will say, we're going towards Spanish, right? When you look at California as a whole, it's a language you hear almost every place.
Yeah.
But an irritant to me at the mall the other day. Yes, I went to the mall, but I didn't go to the mall for the reasons you think. Actually screwed up. I parked at the wrong end of the mall. I had to walk through that hellhole to get to where I needed to be. And I didn't know it until I started wandering around the mall like a fool, looking for a coffee shop I thought was there. I asked two people about where the coffee shop was. These were people that were cleaning and shining the poles and what have you. And neither one of them spoke any English. Couldn't understand a word I said. Now, I'm in the mall shopping. I'm paying taxes. And I'm sorry, but really? Do we not require them to at least understand English? At all? I don't get it. I don't get how you can think that a country divided like this, unless it's exactly what they're looking to do. See, and you can't call me that white supremacist racist, because I grew up around people for years who only knew Italian. My grandmother, you could speak to in English, she at least understood you. And she spoke back to in Italian. She spoke very bad English when she did speak. It didn't make it right. I never understood why she just didn't learn a language. She had been here long enough. But the biggest problem is that anytime somebody came to the house, including my mom, who listens to the show, only spoke to her in Italian, so there was no upside for her to learn English. She stayed in the neighborhood. She never really got out or got a better education or got a better leg up. You can't do better if you won't push yourself. If we don't pull these people up, whether they're Hispanics or Italians or whatever, we don't change anything unless we work with them, unless we pull them along. This is just nuts. Doing this kind of thing is nuts. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks for joining me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're here all week, and hopefully you'll be here too.